flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. 2 days away from the NFC title game, man. Just the closer it gets, the more outlandish it all seems, you know, thinking back to August or July or May and seeing how much this team has grown and accomplished, frankly. And yesterday, Dan Quinn said something that really stuck with me. He's like, yeah, you know, we've gotten a lot tougher, we've gotten a lot smarter, and we're a better team now than they were at a lot of various points. But I think they're better now than they were a month ago. They're better now than they were maybe 2 weeks ago, B. That Detroit game just gives you such a level of confidence and really kind of changes what this team believes it can be, I would say.
Yeah, it's built every week, and I think the ultimate thing comes down to every week that you play, you win games. You win games in the ways that they've been winning them. You begin to believe more in yourself, believe more in your teammate. You depend on them more. You count on them more. All that stuff adds up every week. And, you know, if you look at this season and you look at how they started off, I just look at the relationship of Bobby Wagner and Jalen. I mean, Jaden. When they were first, you would see them pass and talk, but then all of a sudden now it's become like the big brother, little brother,
sure,
laughing, joking, egging each other on. You know, those type of things let you know when teams begin to formalize. You know, I think we all look at the fact of X's and O's and things of that nature. But when you sit there and you're with people a lot, you begin to not want to let people down. You're just like your family. You know what I'm saying? And when I got here, I look at the situations of how guys kick it together. This team is very much like that. You know, there were years, you know, we were around, and I would say, dog, when these dudes in practice, boy, it's separate ways, and they were getting away from each other. But nah, it's not like that anymore. And then, I saw a thing he said, it's fun going to work.
Totally.
You know? And when things start seeming, when you start getting back to what this whole game is about, yes, it's big money. It's professional. It's in the NFL. But it's ultimately a game, a kid's game, you know, that you're playing now. You get paid handsomely for it.
And that's what
when you get back to the front of it, man, it becomes so much easier.
Well, and Jaden, I think, granted he's a young fella, and maybe over time you become more jaded or cynical or something, but he openly talks about it. It's like, man, when I'm on the football field, I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
He said it the other day that he feels like that's his safe haven, like he gets away from everything.
That's something I think stays with him because that's what he's done. You know,
it might just be who he is. Yeah, like at this point, I think it's who he is.
As crazy as I can be, in year 14, I was on the field having fun. You know, I remember the Corey Simon. I told you, he said, "Oh man, why are you always joking on the field? Because it's a damn game." Well, man, you know, it's a professional game, though. It's a business. I say, I took care of that this offseason, fool. I ain't worried about nothing. You worried because your big ass out of shape. You know, it's just the thing of it. It's like how you approach this thing. Do you put yourself in position? That is why when I talk about training camp, like I always wanted to know where I was. Because if you are ahead of where you're supposed to be at the beginning of the season, you never fall behind.
Totally.
Because when you're playing the games and all that type of stuff, and they still work out. And you have to put it in. And many people would think that the workouts dropped off when the season started. No, no, no. I was still putting weights on it. And other people were putting weights on hell, Marcus Patton? Man, you see that dude working out during the season. You're like, dog, what is wrong with you? You know, but that's when you love this thing and it's still fun to you. Like I say, I never worked a day in my life. I got to the Giants.
You hated that year.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I mean, Ray Lewis has a famous line. He's like, you pay me Monday through Saturday, but Sunday's free.
Yeah. Think about that. Like
Marcus Patton, 6'2", 236.
Yeah.
Jacked.
And would put 415, 430 on the bar and rep it about 8 times after doing another 70 reps at lower weights and then say, let's work out.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Like, ooh, I'm done. I'm out. But it's just like, this thing is fun, man. And like, we can allow all the seriousness of it and the stress to build up on you. Then you playing like a robot. When you are the relaxed people, like you watch Jaden and Gil that told me about this before. He said, man, when you watch that dude, good play or bad play, he always smiling.
Right.
He say, beginning of the game, end of the game. And watching him this year, every time I can see a quarterback stepping in the huddle and somebody's worried, and the way he steps in the huddle, they probably, oh, we got this. Because
totally.
He takes away. If your quarterback is stressed, your whole damn team is going to be stressed.
Totally.
You know, so.
Yo, look at this video. So, I think McDonough just posted this. This is Molette at the pep rally this
morning. Oh, yeah, I saw that. They started that earlier this morning.
Bro, this is at 6 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Molette Green at the big Commanders pep rally this morning in Alexandria in Old Town. Look how packed that is at 6 in the morning, dude.
Hey, bro. I just saw one with Rev T and Fred Davis. They already there, dog.
Dude, look.
They are bent.
the in studio going left hand up. They got DJ O'Goody there doing Who Are
Oh,
We?
Man.
I mean, dude, so I took the girls to school this morning, and it's funny. Today is my wife's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
And you'll laugh at this, B. So I remember.
ZP going to do something extra. I told him. He had to spend extra money.
We're going for dinner tonight.
Yeah, she want more than dinner, dog.
Well, pardon me. It's funny, man. I don't know however long ago, but this is how old I am. On MySpace, I remember the first time I saw a picture of the woman that's now my wife. Her MySpace profile had, she was wearing a Sean Taylor jersey. And she was a smoke show blonde in a Sean Taylor jersey. I was like, I need to meet this woman and marry her. And then eventually I did, right? Guess who wears that Sean Taylor jersey now?
Shelby.
Yeah. So
and won't take it off?
No. And so, but today at school, my girls wear a uniform.
So, Jay, you know some guy going to see that later on and say, smoke show blonde, oh, I got to marry.
I can't handle that, B. I can't handle that right now. today, my girls wear a uniform to school, but today was Spirit Day or whatever they call it. And they got to wear skin shirt. They got to wear whatever sports team they wanted. And so Shelby has Sean Taylor jersey, and then she has this Commander's jacket that she got for Christmas that she hasn't let us wash since Christmas.
Uh-huh.
But then Ainsley didn't have anything. And so they start fighting over who gets to wear this jersey.
Plug right there.
So I had to go deep into the archives to find something. And all the stuff I have is, I mean, she's 6 years old. So the stuff I have is just gigantic. And I found this old Skins, like, practice jersey joint that I gave her. It's down to her knees, but she was thrilled.
She got on that burgundy and gold.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of burgundy and gold. And then my wife's family was all sending photos this morning.
The thread said, damn, JP met his wife on MySpace.
It's not where we met. That's just where I saw a picture of her. So this is my niece right here at her little school. Look how many damn Eagles fans in this little school.
Uh-huh.
But look at I couldn't help but notice this little girl in the back in this Cooley jersey is down to her sneakers. Look at the size of that thing.
Man, I did a speaking thing with Mark Iron yesterday, one of the owners.
How'd that go?
And, hell, half of his company were Eagle fans.
Are they based up there or just that's how it is?
I mean, they're all over the place, but, you know, we talk a little trash to them. We had fun with it. It went great, though. It was a lot of fun.
That's great. Mark's a good dude, man.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot going on today. PFT Commenter is going to join us at 11. Jeff has a new hype song.
Uh-oh.
We're going to play that at 11:45. High Noon, Anthony Gargano from Philly giving us the latest
on
Jalen Hurts injury. Maryland Governor Wes Moore at 12:30. And then the plan is, after we talk to the governor, we're going phones. The whole last hour of the show, we want to hear from you guys. I couldn't help, though, Brian. I got a kick out of this. Driving out here this morning, you know, I'm not the best at time management.
I know.
I think we're all
aware of that. That's why I just came in and set everything up before you walked in.
Yo, I got crop back at my house. My heater cut off again last night.
Damn.
So at first it was like this, what do you call it, like this drainage thing. Now it's draining, but it just turned off. So shout out to my man.
Can I ask you one question? When the last time you changed your filters?
Dog, he was just there Monday.
He changed them?
He changed everything, yeah.
Okay.
So they're checking it all out. I appreciate Crop Mecca for getting out there. So I was kind of in scramble mode this morning, but, you know, I checked my phone here and there, and this one tweet kept repopulating on my feed, and that's how the algorithm works, but, like, a lot of interaction on this one singular post to X, right? I don't know if we call them tweets anymore or what. And I this thing kept popping up, and I was like, God, how stupid is this? And it's from at Daily Broncos, and it says, people seem to forget. Well, hold on, that's the even better part. So the post is incredibly stupid. And Daily Broncos, I hope you're listening. Let me be clear. This post is incredibly stupid.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're making a comparison between Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels in the regular season. The stats are completely misleading. It doesn't show. I don't even know.
What is REC?
That's what I was wondering.
That's what because
catches, receiving.
Well, let's just say this. How many times did Bo Nix win Rookie of the Week? One?
Yeah, I think one.
How many did Jaden win?
12.
11, 12?
11, yeah.
Okay, case closed.
Who my case would be closed. Just, you know those, like, flow charts? Is Bo Nix still playing? No.
I wanted to ask that, but I just said something else, you know.
So I get this tweet keeps popping up, and I just think it's so stupid. And in my head, I can hear B. Mitch, like, dog, don't let them bother you. That's the internet. You don't even know these people. You don't need to respond. Don't even think about it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not even replying to this stupid stuff.
I did.
And then I scrolled down, and the first reply with over 100 likes is Brian Mitchell. That's some funny stuff right there. And I'm just like,
yeah. I wrote some other words. I always told you I write my tweet and then I think about it, because I had a few more choice words in there.
I am sure you did.
Yeah. So I decided I wouldn't send those.
I am sure you did. Jaden Daniels is having the greatest rookie season by a quarterback ever. There is hell. I mean, if you believe just that there's two teams on the field, there's a 50% chance that Jaden's going to be the first rookie quarterback to start a Super Bowl game. Like, there's at least a coin flip of that happening, and it's pretty darn incredible. And so I don't want to take anything away from Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix is a good player. Hell, I think Drake May, Caleb Williams, I think J.J. McCarthy's going to be good. I hope in 10 years we look back at this as some historic quarterback class. Like people talk about, what was the, is it 83? Was the legendary one, like Jim Kelly and Elway and all that? That'd be great. Jaden's the best of all of them. So, like, I don't really understand how we're
Listen, man, if those people are still trying to campaign, that means they know they're not winning. That's all that means.
Sure. But whatever. It's a fan Twitter page. I'm not going to choose not to engage.
I laughed at him. I thought it was hot. It was very funny. I was getting the same thing. It popped up, and I'm like, damn, what is this? And I didn't look at it. Then the second time, I said, I'm going to look at it. And I just said, okay, this is some – I said a lot of words before I decided to send the right thing.
I love it.
Say that.
Yo, today is also the Pandas are back in town? Or the Pandas have been back in town. But today it's open.
They're going to let them out today. And then they also had a big deal where it was about 13 new Pandas over – where were they from? Japan, I think it is. They were bringing those out.
I think the Pandas are from China.
Well, China, wherever it was.
Yeah.
So they had China. They had some event yesterday with 13 of them. And they were just holding on to them. And people say the Pandas look so nice and cute, but they could be rather dangerous.
Yeah, I've read that too. Yeah. I mean, they're bears.
Yeah.
They got claws and
you know, you get teeth. You get the panda all black and white cute. You get the polar bear all white. Polar bear would destroy you.
I don't think anybody thinks polar bears are nice.
But they look cute because they got the little white color.
I can't imagine.
I don't think any wild animal is cute. If they call wild animals for a damn reason.
You don't think any animal, like.
Name one that you think is so cute.
Well, like that I'm trying to cuddle or just that I enjoy it? Koala, sure.
Yeah, he might do something to you too. He bites you and he destroy you. No, I don't like none of them. They're wild damn animals. The regular tame ones, like I grew up on a farm. We had a turkey that will attack your ass, okay? Probably because I was feeding it gunpowder, you know? I did some treacherous thing when I was a young kid.
Why?
Because they used to, you know, back in the day, and people understand I'm 56, I grew up. But you know, people meet the dogs. When we make a dog mean, you put the gunpowder in the food. So I think
people don't know that.
People do.
That is not like a thing people
believe me. They know. Believe me. I guarantee you. There's a guy, Southern Maryland in Virginia. They don't know.
Let's do a quick pop quiz. Landfill, do you know if you want to make a dog mean, you feed it gunpowder?
No.
Landfill 32.
I got $1,000. White Brian does not know this.
He might not have a clue.
White Brian, do you know that to make a dog mean, you feed it gunpowder?
Yes.
No.
Jeff's your only hope. And I don't even know if Jeff's there. Jeff, have you ever heard of this? to get a dog mean, you feed it gunpowder.
Not gunpowder, but I heard something else before.
I understand, what do they say, hungry dogs run fastest or whatever. Like, I could see not feeding it. But feeding it gunpowder seems particularly interesting.
This is in the back in the day, the dog fighting world.
I mean, we're talking 70s rural Louisiana.
We had a red turkey. The turkey had red feathers, and that turkey would run full speed at you and throw the little hooks, the little spiky things on you. They'll try to get you.
I believe you.
And my dad said, "Why is this damn turkey?" I said, "Man, I don't know."
So was it like a pet turkey? Like, did it just live there?
No, Scotty G, I ain't been hanging with Mike. This is way back in the day, fool. Don't try to make no jokes.
Again, did the turkey live there? Like, I don't even. Why does one keep a turkey? Are they? Do they lay eggs?
Huh?
I'm asking questions. I don't know the answers here.
The same reason you won't shoot a wild turkey. What you get from it? Food.
Right. So you'd raise them up to eat them.
Yeah, we had turkeys. We had chickens. We had ducks. We had rabbits. We had pigs, cows, horses. We didn't eat no horse. We had about 30 damn dogs. We hunt all the time. We had
How do you get
a garden
gun? Like, you pour the gunpowder out of the shotgun cartridge or something?
Take the firecracker, just mix it up a little bit.
There you have it. If you ever try to get a turkey mean, feed it gunpowder.
Well,
These are the things you learn.
I haven't done anything outside like that since I left Louisiana, believe me.
Brian? There's a couple at the top of the list that I think are pretty damn obvious. Rhymes with Daquan would be at the top of the list. I want to talk about what Eagles players have you the most concerned for this matchup on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to say Saquon. He's obviously a great player. But Philly is loaded. And we should go through their roster and figure out how Washington counteracts a lot of this stuff. This is such an exciting weekend. The fact that there's a pep rally at a bar in Alexandria at 6 a.m., that place must have been packed by 5.
Well,
I mean, Millett is vibing.
Millett is the only one I've ever seen. When she wake up in the morning, she's already ready to go. But I got one thing to say. You quote every rap lyric out there.
Okay.
Have you never heard Biggie say that rap song talking about feeding the dog gunpowder?
I don't. Maybe. Now that you say that. I learned.
You've been rapping it for like the last 20 years. You didn't remember. You didn't recognize it.
That's true. That's true.
I think it's something about gunpowder so they could devour.
Now that you say that, I'm thinking about it. I had never really processed that one. I'm going to be honest with you. Learn something new. I think the key to life is to approach every day with an open mind, willingness to learn. And I learned something today.
Yeah,
Hopefully all the listeners did too. All the people on the YouTube
never
stream.
You so sheltered.
Listen, man. Perhaps. I don't know that counts as being sheltered, but perhaps. I did not grow up on a farm. I grew up in Tacoma Park.
That's basically going to be a farm, too.
They're farming different stuff. Yeah. There is a lot going on this weekend. How about my Turtles last night? Big win in Champaign.
Hey, football fans. It's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.